Good morning, Arizona. That's your Rosie on the House wake-up call. Thank you for joining us. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, we come to you every Saturday morning and have for the last 27 years for the purpose of becoming your best friend. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're always focused out in the garden. I'm here, Rosie Romero, with my son and co-host, Romy Romero. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening station. You call the number 1-888-767-4348. We'll be talking trees this hour. Any question you might have about any tree in the world, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. 4348. Our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch, will make sure we take the call, receive the message, and send it back to you via the satellite that's circling up above the planet by about 60,000 feet, and we'll broadcast the answer right back into the radio in your home.
We should actually do the research and find out how high that satellite is, just so we're 100% accurate.
Okay, I'll do that this week.
I'm curious. I'm curious now. But
well, you fly at 30,000. I've never seen one there.
No, I haven't either.
So I just figured it'd be twice that. But twice I bet you it's more than that.
I don't know. We'll find out because I'm curious now. I must know. But we're starting this hour in the landscape and garden, and we're talking trees today, but I want to start with Randy. He writes in and says, Rosie and Romy, just a note to make you aware, once again, you have sent me in the right direction. From your program and correspondence, I've had a new garage door installed, a pool fence, and this week I had two 60-foot-tall palm trees removed by Integrity Tree Service. My bride of 43 years and I were so impressed by Roy, Jimmy, Mike, Clay, and Hector, their teamwork and safety consciousness. They were outstanding, and the cleanup was to perfection. I could go on and on. Integrity Tree Service was the best. And here today, for the Tree Hour, is John Eisenhower, the owner of Integrity Tree Service.
Good morning, good morning. And that is very kind for that listener to send in that little blurb. I saw the photos and video of that tree removal. I wasn't on site for the work, but I heard it was quite an operation. My guys did a great job. Jimmy, our climber, did the actual removal, and he rigged one of the trees off of the other tree. He set the rigging in the top of one palm tree and then was climbed up the other tree and took the top 20 feet or so out and lowered it down off of the other tree. And then they pieced out the rest in a technique we call butt hitching, where you drop sections down by setting a false crotch, a rigging apparatus on the tree itself. So everything's rigged down right off the palm trunk. And it's pretty cool. It's really nice. We have some nice video footage, and we might post that on our Facebook page.
I think you're going to have to, because that did raise the question of how do you get rid of a 60-foot palm tree in town? It's not like you just cut it off the base and let it go timber.
Well, it'd be nice if we could, if we had the fall zone to be able to drop the tree. And sometimes we do. But generally, the trees are in really tight quarters, and you have to, you know, technically rig them down. And we've got some great climbers who've got that expertise.
Outstanding. And you've brought a tree in for us today, our tree of the month.
You know, the tree of the month this month is really one of my very favorites. It's an underused tree in the landscape. It's called Bahinia lunarioides, and it is a desert orchid tree. It's not a true orchid, but it has an orchid-like flower, so it's called an orchid tree. And it's really suitable for our desert climate. It's native to Texas. And it grows to about 8 to 12 feet in height. Sometimes you can see them a little taller than that, but generally right in that height range. And it's nice because they can be grown as a shrub. They're multi-trunked quite often, so you can keep them at a 4 to 6 foot height if you like, or you can let them grow a little bit taller. Beautiful little screening plant. Beautiful for smaller garden and patio settings where you don't have room for a larger tree. And they have a great little white to pink to purplish bloom, which comes on depending on your elevation from late winter all the way through to early summer. So they're just a great accent plant, and I love them.
And when you talk elevation, how high can you grow these?
Well, the hardiness zone is through to about 7 to 9, so they can get up to a little bit higher elevations. Beautiful for this part of town. We, of course, are in the—
Not 7 to 9,000 feet.
No,
that's the hardiness.
The hardiness
number.
Zone 7, 8, and 9 is ideal for these. They also have a—we are in the hardiness zone 9, which is the has a little bit higher temperatures, and they're really well adapted to this area.
Well, I Googled orchid tree desert, or I Googled desert orchid, and apparently there's a very famous horse named Desert Orchid.
And a ranch.
There's a ranch named you have to plug in desert orchid tree, and then you're given plenty of images. And that it is a very good-looking tree.
It's beautiful. It really is. And it's really fragrant flowers. Hummingbirds and birds love them, and it's great wildlife habitat. And as I said, they're multi-trunk, so it's quite a full plant. It's not like a single stem with a canopy above. It grows up like a shrub, but you can kind of train those stems to be quite attractive, kind of like a crepe myrtle. It's the bark of the little stems are attractive on their own, and then you can have this canopy of leaves and flowers above. It's quite nice.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We start this hour in Gilbert with Daryl. Welcome to the program, Daryl.
Yes. So my question is, I have a couple of palm trees, and right now they're probably about maybe, they're small ones. They're only maybe about 6 feet, 8 feet high. And I was wondering if they, how close should you plant those trees to the house, and will it raise the foundation eventually?
Well, it sounds like they might be close to the house. Am I right in assuming that?
Well, yeah, probably the closest one is maybe 8 feet away from my foundation. The other one's maybe about 12 feet.
Well, that sounds like you probably have adequate distance from the house. We don't like to get them more, closer to 3 or 4 feet from a house, because as they do get larger in diameter at the base, it will compress the soil between your building and the tree. So that 6-inch or 8-inch diameter palm tree will soon become 18 or 20 inches in diameter, and it will just compress the soil between the two. And that pressure of the soil is what pushes out a wall or a sidewalk or the building. You shouldn't have any problem at that distance, I wouldn't think.
And I've heard you say before, as go the roots, so go the shoots. Or so go the shoots, the roots. Thinking about the roots of a palm tree, and the few, how small the palm fronds go out of the palm. Is that root base on the palm tree that tiny?
No, it's pretty large and extensive. Palms are real interesting because they send out roots as they need them by regenerating new roots rather than making the roots grow larger in diameter. There's no root on a palm tree larger than your finger diameter. But when they need new roots, they send out new ones. So they have this cluster of this network of these finger-like roots that go out into the soil. Interestingly, the roots of a palm tree are blunt, so they actually create a suction in the soil. So when they grow out into the soil, that's why you never see palm trees falling over, roots and all. You sometimes see palm trees break off, which we saw this last week. A palm tree broke right in half, and one of my employees, Mike, saw it and went and took some pictures, and we're going to be posting those on Facebook. They're amazing. Just to show what happened when this date palm near 44th Street in Camelback broke in half and just fell into the parking lot. Anyway, we've got palm trees don't fall over from the roots. It's really cool. They have this really well-adapted root system that holds them in the soil through high winds, and they're pretty cool.
Let's go to Cleta in Phoenix and see how we can help her at 1-888-767-4348.
No.
Yes. Cleta?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My mother is interfering with this. We have a 1920s farmhouse. It has beautiful elm and oak trees around it, and the roots are just really doing havoc on the concrete foundation. Mm-hmm. People have told us you can chop down and cut that part of the roots, but I'm talking that's going to be 30 to 40% of the roots. The tree's diameters range from 12 to 24 inches. Are we going to destroy the tree? I mean, at what point do you have to say we have to cut down the trees?
Well, there's what we call the critical root zone. The CRZ is defined by a distance from the tree equal to 1 foot for every inch of trunk diameter, in which you should not be doing any excavation or damage to the roots. So if you have a 12-inch diameter tree measured at about chest height, you shouldn't be doing any excavation within 12 feet of the tree. Now, that's impractical for most purposes when we do some construction. If you can limit the damage to one side of the tree and only affect maybe 15 to 20% of the roots, sometimes you can actually cut pretty close to a tree inside that CRZ and not destabilize the tree or cause, you know, it to fail in terms of health. But they say 15 to 20% is sort of your target. You don't want to be destroying much more of that, just in terms of the ability for the tree to continue to anchor itself in the soil as well. So now, that sounds like you're talking about some pretty significant damage to the roots to cut them. That being said, I wanted to mention, too, that we do install root barriers where we can trench around trees or next to the hardscape elements that you're trying to protect. We'll trench down 2 or 3 feet, install a polypropylene barrier that actually prevents further root encroachment.
That really is baffling to me. I've seen roots grow right through solid rock. How does that little sheet stop a root?
It's amazing. It's just a plastic product that deflects the roots down or sideways. It's been very, very helpful. It's been very, very effective. Some trees with very large roots actually are putting metal barriers in as well, or cutting the roots and then actually putting metal plates up against the cut root surfaces, and then those roots will flare out and grow along the inside of the metal.
Very good. Root barriers. I've heard about them. Been familiar with them, and then I go hiking to some of the places I go, and I see the root actually cracking rock right in half, and I'm wondering, wow, I need to know more about those barriers.
Yeah, I was going to say the root barriers that we install are really effective. If you anticipate that there may be some root encroachment in your project, you can put them in during the construction phase when the new trees are going in. I did this at my own house. I had limited space, about a 12-foot wide space, but I put a nice shade tree there. But I ringed the entire outside of that little planting area with the root barrier before the tree was installed, and it's now 7-8 years old and doing beautifully.